Let's talk to Mark Flessing, who's Chief Executive and Co-Founder of Pocket, a private developer of affordable housing in London. Hello, Mark.
Ian, good afternoon.
Hi. This is a bit of a hardy perennial in the sense that it's something that I think over the last 5 or 10 years has been a regular source of debate on this radio station. No one seems to have come up with a solution. I don't see it coming in from any of the London mayoral candidates. What sort of can you offer any sort of positive solutions to this?
Well, but by the way, first of all, I think it's great that you've framed the question to your listeners positively, because you know it's very, very easy to...
Well, we can all have a moan, can't we?
Yeah, we can all have a moan about these statistics, and they're terrible statistics. The truth of the matter is, I think that these two mayoral candidates have been more actively engaged around housing than any other mayoral candidate that I can remember. So it's much higher up on the agenda, and they're starting to be more creative with their solutions. And I think to your listeners, I would say this. It is not about one or two big grand gestures. It's about doing 15, 20 small things right. So, for instance, public land release. We put ourselves through knots releasing public land, going through tendering and competitive processes, which are much too complicated to release the land quickly. And it puts off lots of the smaller developers and smaller contractors who can't compete for those small parcels of land coming through in these very complicated ways. So the mayor really needs to think about how you release small sites much quicker. Big sites, all the big developers can afford to pay for all the you know, the consultancy that they need to go through that competitive process. But the small sites, nobody can actually really afford to go through the administrative processes that public landholders put you through. Now, if you don't release small sites much more efficiently, you're not going to get...
And what do you term small?
Sites which are capable of 30 homes, 40 homes, okay, and below. And that actually, to the man and woman on the street, is the overwhelmed majority of what they walk past every day in terms of, you know, opportunities. It's the disused garage. It's the disused pub. It's the old MOT centre. And those sites which are coming to market much too slowly. So the Mayor of London needs to really focus on the small to medium-sized sites and development and contracting.
Let me make another suggestion. Let's look at micro sites, because if we were having this discussion on the German equivalent of LBC, we wouldn't be having this conversation at all. We would be having a conversation about individuals building their own houses, because that's what a huge percentage of Germans do. They buy a plot of land and then they build their own house on it. That doesn't happen so much here. Why is that?
Because they have a prescriptive planning system in which if they just follow the rules in the handbook, they absolutely know that they get planning. And we do not have a prescriptive planning system. We have much more a system which I sometimes describe as the theatre of planning, where it depends on your performance on the night in front of a planning committee as to whether you get planning or not. So we have rules, we have regulations. We're not completely without rules and regulation. We clearly have a planning handbook, but there is no certainty as to what you will get from a planning committee. And NIMBYism, I'm afraid, does gobble up an awful lot of effort and time. So for the private investor wanting to build their own home, there's just too much risk involved, frankly. In Germany, there's much less risk involved. Also, contracting prices in Germany are reasonably stable. In London alone, over the last 3 years, contracting prices have gone through the roof, 28%, 30% inflation to get your site built, because we haven't got enough bricklayers. And unless we do something about the skill shortage, London isn't going to get building. So the mayor has to start thinking heavily about how we can improve further education into the kind of skill shortages that we have. Because you can have the best public land release system and the best planning system in the world. If you don't have the people to build the stuff for you, you're not going to get London building quickly enough.
And, I mean, when a new mayor comes in, he or she is going to have, very little time to really get this in gear. It's got to be the number one priority. Politicians always talk about their number one priorities, and there's usually about five of them. But this has really got to be the number one, hasn't it?
Well, we're now at Pocket working with modular construction. We've just committed to 150 homes being built for us in a factory in Bedford. We now see our role not just in trying to tease out public land, and by the way, the overwhelming majority of the sites that Pocket builds are on public land, but also to make a commitment to the politicians that when you sell or you joint venture on a public piece of public land with us, we will provide that home very quickly because we've got methods of delivery through, for instance, modern methods of construction, which are faster than anything else out there. And that's the kind of innovation that London hasn't seen enough of. And that's, I think, where the mayor needs to oil the wheels. Because, I mean, the sad truth is, from the volume house builders and the housing associations, we're not going to see the supply increases we need over the next 10 years.
Okay.
After all, if they were going to do it, they would have done this over the last 15 years, and they haven't.
All right, Mark, thank you very much indeed. That's Mark Vlessing, Chief Executive of Pocket, which is a private developer of affordable